1230 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger.
My name is J.D. Vance from the great state of Ohio.
The vice presidential nominee headlined this third night of the convention and took care of some business.
I officially accept your nomination to be vice president of the United States of America.
The Ohio senator told his rags to riches story, which he says began on the fringes of Appalachia, from prison to the convention floor.
I went to prison so you won't have to. I am your wake-up call.
Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, who today ended a four-month contempt of Congress sentence because he refused to testify or hand over documents to the House January 6th committee. Tomorrow night, the last night of the convention, we'll hear from former President Trump. This is ABC News. The Air Force says the Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking classified military documents online will face a military court-martial. Jack Texera already pleaded guilty to federal charges and will be sentenced in September. The military case will be considered at Hanscom Air Force Base. Netflix is back on top in the Emmy race.
A leading 107 Emmy nominations for Netflix, led by shows including the final season of The Crown, Ripley, and the limited series Baby Reindeer.
I really don't know where it's going to end.
Which scored nominations for series creator Richard Gadd in the lead actor category. In second, FX with 93 nominations, the most in its history. And it had the two most nominated shows, the drama Shogun and the comedy The Bear. HBO and its streaming service Max, which had the most nominations last year, was third this year with 91.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Aging bridges in 16 states will be repaired or replaced with $5 billion from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about personal finance persistence, or grit, or as I like to think about it, stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness is not only about doing monthly regular money chores like checking your budget, it's also about accomplishing bigger money tasks. You know, like imagine closing a bank account and then moving your cash to another bank account with a higher interest rate. You know it's a good idea, but ugh, you also know it's probably going to be a big hassle. Well, it's worth noting that there's a reason why most companies don't make this stuff easy. Because when it's hard, you pay them. Maybe in fees, maybe just because it's complicated, so they're hoping you'll give up and leave it. They make more off of you giving up. The key to navigating this stuff is persistence. Get the information you need, decide what you want to do, and then persist and persist and persist through all the hold times and other nonsense until you get it done. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are demanding an investigation into the deadly police shooting of a homeless man in Milwaukee. It happened outside the Republican National Convention perimeter. Five officers from Columbus, Ohio, shot and killed Samuel Sharp Jr. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says Sharp was threatening someone with a knife.
Someone's life was in danger. These officers, who are not from this area, took upon themselves to act to save someone's life.
About 100 people came to a vigil for Sharp. There are hundreds of law enforcement officers from all over the country here in Wisconsin to help with the RNC. Now authorities will start an investigation into the deadly shooting. And Thursday is the final day of the Republican National Convention. We're expecting speeches from members of the Trump family. And then in the evening, former President Donald Trump is expected to give the keynote address, formally accepting his party's nomination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks now 0-3 in summer league play after losing 112-97 to the LA Clippers. Meanwhile, the Bucks have added free agent shooting guard Gary Trent Jr. from the Toronto Raptors. Patrick Beverley is leaving the NBA. He's going to play in the Israeli League next season. Baseball, the All-Star game with another win for the American League. They won 5-3 last night in Arlington. NFL, the Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to camp today in Green Bay, the first practice Monday. CEO Mark Murphy asked if he's getting concerned about reaching an agreement with quarterback Jordan Love. Murphy praised his vice president of finance, Russ Ball.
You know, I tell you, we are very fortunate. Yeah, we have probably one of the best people in the league in terms of salary cap management and negotiating contracts. And Russ Ball, he's been around the league forever. And, I'm very confident that we'll be able to get a deal done.
That's the Packers president and CEO, Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. Sunshine and pleasant again tomorrow, highs upper 70s. And more sun Friday, high near 80. Temperatures continue to warm into the weekend with some slight chances for showers and storms. Highs into the low 80s. It's 60 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we wrap up the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Lincoln Project co-founder Reed Galen will be our guest. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Wednesday. We got Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a moment for our first hour here, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting, taking your call. So if you'd like to get in line for that, there are lines open. The number is 202-808-9925. And in the second hour of our program, I want to get into the GOP's secret agenda for America's future. What's that all about? Also, Medicare Advantage is making billions for the companies and screwing Americans. A new report I'll share the whole thing with you when we get to it. And also, a crazy alert, cult followers of Trump are doing strange things with maxi pads. I'll tell you all about that in the second hour. In the third hour, at the RNC, no less. In the third hour of our program, Noah Pransky is going to drop by. The problem with federal and state courts exposed. He's with ProPublica. They did this extraordinary investigative research expose, as it were. And also, Donald Trump is begging Bobby Kennedy for his endorsement. He's not as sure that he's going to win as he says he is. So, all that said, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus and the chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Great to be on here. And I know that it's been a few weeks because we had a lot of appropriations markups in the last month. But, lots, right? It's the Republican convention. We're watching that all unfold. We know that the Heritage Foundation had an all-day teach-in on Monday on their policy, which is Project 2025, which I know a lot of your listeners are very concerned about and following. Just a whole lot during the Republican convention week. Fortunately, back home in Wisconsin right now, while they're in one city, I'm in a different one.
Uh-huh. There you go. I'm curious your take on just two little statistical things. Trump was shot at in Butler, Pennsylvania. He also had a rally in that same town in 2020, and that rally drew 15,000 people, and this rally only drew 7,000. And the Associated Press just came out with a poll asking people, should Donald Trump drop out and be replaced for the Republican nomination? There's all this sturm and drang around Biden, but predictably among Democrats, 86% said yes, replace him. But 51% of independents said replace him, and 26% of Republicans said replace him, which means that overall, 57% of Americans said Donald Trump should drop out and let somebody else take that slot. Only 41% of Americans support him in that. I have this sense, and I may be very wrong about this, but I had the same sense in 2022 when there was supposed to be a red wave that his strength, his political strength, is being vastly overestimated, even in the polls. And I think also, you know, the fact that George W. Bush, the last Republican president, isn't at the convention. Mike Pence, the last Republican vice president, isn't at the convention. Some almost 40 of his 42 or 43, I forget the numbers, cabinet officers have refused to endorse him, and many have actually gone on record warning against him. It seems to me like he's got a much bigger hill to climb than is being acknowledged in the media. What say you? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably going to be the best moment of his campaign. Unfortunately, the shooting occurred this weekend, and I'm very, very fortunate no one was hurt, other than, I mean, there was someone in the audience, but like as far as candidate-wise. But between that and the convention, I mean, this is probably going to give a nice bump following that debate from a couple weeks ago. So, you know, in some ways, I think he feels like he's riding on a high. But you got to remember the number of double haters, folks who are kind of not happy with either candidate. You know, the number of people who know Donald Trump has changed even from when he got elected to now. It's a different Donald Trump, a far more extreme Donald Trump with more extreme people he's brought close. And then throw on top of it, you know, what's in the details of Project 2025, what he wants to do, the power grab that he wants to have happen out of that. And I think a lot of people are concerned. I think, you know, that's the reason why a lot of people are concerned also with Joe Biden right now, because people are so nervous about the possibility of a Donald Trump winning. But I think, you know, whether it be the numbers you just gave, the reality of people who aren't satisfied with Donald Trump, especially given 34 felonies, 2 impeachments, I don't think he's built a lot of new support. But I do think he has, among the MAGA base, his base, but again, small part, he's very intensely loyal. It's cult-like, but that doesn't spread to the general populace.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. Okay, so you ready to pick up some phone calls?
Sure, absolutely.
Let's do it. Bettina in Santa Rosa, California, you are on the air with Congressman Mark Pocan.
Good morning. Would you be willing to introduce a law banning AR-15-style assault rifles, but calling it Donald Trump Protection American Safety Act. Donald Trump Protection American Safety Act.
Yeah, I like the idea. You know, I do think that's something that's been lost, you know, from what happened this weekend, is it was more gun violence, right? It wasn't just that someone made an attempt on Donald Trump's life, but it was yet again done with a gun. And we need to be able to talk about this in this country in a way that we don't. I do think it was totally lost. I've tried to talk about the gun violence that occurred to President Trump because I think it's important, Bettina, to say it just that way. And I think your point is also well heard. But let's make sure we don't forget that. It's unique, unfortunately, to this country.
Larry in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning. Lieutenant Governor Mark Richardson of North Carolina, on the first day of the Trump convention, said that some folks need killing. I'd like you to comment on that. Number two...
He actually said that a couple weeks ago, but keep going.
Okay. And then number two... Mr. Biden, do you think there's any chance he will appoint 6 new justices to the Supreme Court to expand it? And number three, if there's time, comment on the congressman from California who now wants the president to step down.
Okay.
Pick any one of those if you want. I just ask people to only have one question for you.
Yeah, so. Gotcha. Let me take the middle one, because I think what we're hearing is Joe Biden, I don't know if he's officially announced anything, but he's going to talk about the Supreme Court, and he's going to talk about ethics reforms and possibly term limits. I don't think he's talking about broadening the court, from what I understand. So while I support that, I think it's time. We've changed it over our history as a country. I don't think that's necessarily going to be a part of it, but I do think he's going to have talking about Supreme Court major reforms, rightfully so, after they just said that Donald Trump can be the dictator that he wants to be, or at minimum a king. I think plenty of people are concerned about the court right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Daniel in Atlanta, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, Congressman Pocan. You know, I'm in Atlanta, and you know, Georgia's a swing state, and I'm concerned about the way my community is being affected. I'm seeing a lot of people in my community, people that have been Democrats their whole lives and support the Democrats, and my friends, people I've been romantic with, my husband, they're all turning to Trump. And I'm sitting here thinking, what's going on? And they're telling me that I'm just believing the lies. And they say they're seeing the light, and I don't understand. And it's affecting my livelihood. I mean, I've lost my job over this. And they I don't know. Can you explain to me why the community is changing?
I'm not sure I'm even believing this, Congressman.
Yeah, you know, I actually heard this a little bit back home from someone who's very active with the LGBT community among younger folks who maybe don't maybe know some of the struggle that the community's gone through, don't maybe know the history that the Republican Party's had on this. But certainly we do know where Donald Trump is on this, and he's not been a supporter of equality in any imagination. And, you know, I think people have to just think a little bit bigger about this. I mean, you know, I understand, trust me, I'm hearing every day people have concerns on both candidates, right? I and they're not necessarily the double haters, but I guess they would fall under that definition. They're just concerned. And but you know, Donald Trump is absolutely not going to be supportive of anything for equality. In fact, just the opposite. If you look at Project 2025, you know, they want to do all kinds of definitions around marriage and who can have kids. And, you know, you could actually see rollbacks of protections because that is the agenda of the MAGA movement. So I think, you know, talk to your friends about that and make sure they really understand, you know, the difference. And especially if they're younger folks, they may not know the history.
Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman program. Congressman Pocan, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, currently chair emeritus and member in good standing. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a minute. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. It's Middays with Mark. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your call. Stay tuned. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
Because I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it clean. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice. You are one master whacker, I'll tell you that.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature, and both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, BERINE.com. And the code is Tom, THOM, superbarine.com, code Tom.
Do you feel that spark inside, burning bright and true? A call to stand, a voice to raise, it's all up to you. In the heart of the chaos, in the midst of the fight, your words and your actions can turn wrong into right. Do you have that?
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark here. I'm still hearing music in my ear, Sean. It apparently hasn't been potted down. There we go. Thank you. David in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hello, Congressman. I have a question about something that hardly gets any mention at all, which is the RECA Act, which is Radioactive Exposure Compensation Act. It deals with people that work with nuclear weapons plants and have been exposed to high levels of radioactivity, and they're suffering cancer. And the reason I mentioned it is because there's a city in Ohio, along the Ohio River, Piketon, which has had over 50, 60 years of this type of exposure, and they need to be put on the list for compensation. And we need to also think about reducing nuclear weapons buildup and reducing the problem and a root cause of the problem. So I know that the Senate passed this, but is the House scheduled to pass this, and what's your opinion?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything come through my committee anyway of appropriations. We wouldn't have that coming before us. As far as the House passing anything, we're not real good at that this session. We're really good at having speaker votes, but not necessarily passing bills. So I'm not sure if that is something that will come through the House. But certainly, if they want to get on a list, they should reach out to whoever is representing them. Of course, you have two senators, but also whoever is their representative in the House, I would strongly recommend that.
Brian in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi. I have a question. Is anyone in the White House or Congress preparing for another Bush v. Gore now that it's clear how corrupt the Supreme Court is? Are we all just going to roll over again, or will President Biden and the Democrats do something about it this time if it happens?
If the election gets thrown to the Supreme Court, Congressman?
Yeah, I think one of the developments I think at least we have now, I can't speak to if it was existing at the time, but you have people like Mark Elias and other really smart election attorneys who actually win a lot of their cases, who are dealing with this, and they're looking at all contingencies. So that is good. Whether or not there'll be fight there, I don't know. It's going to be, if it happens to be in that situation, you're giving a lot of hypotheticals, and generally we don't answer hypotheticals, but, you know, at that point it'll have to be looked at. But I would certainly hope we would fight very hard, because, you know, I think we all thought it was going to come down to probably Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Right now, polls are a little in flux with some recent events, but I think at the end of the day, it's probably still going to come down to Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and we're going to have to watch those states in particular very close, along with a couple others.
Okay. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We just have 1 minute to a hard break here, Carol. You got a quick question for Congressman Pocan?
Yes, first I wanted to say good morning, Sir Tom and Sir Mark. Good talking to you again. Tom, missed you terribly, although Jefferson did a great job. Just wanted to say that first. Also, too, I was in Atlanta at the very same time Biden gave his debate. And that guy, after all his international trips, was out shaking hands to the people, lining the streets, yelling, four more years, even as tired as he was. Amazing. I watched it firsthand.
So your question, Carol.
Question is this. Mark, I know you're working on the post office. I just want to update in terms of the board, and is DeJoy going to be removed? Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Sure, I'll answer it quick. I think one more presidential appointee has to happen to the Board of Governors to have a majority, but I absolutely think he should be removed without question and hesitation.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with Congressman Mark Pocan on the other side of this break, taking your calls for the hour. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program. You can find his website at Pocan, POCAN.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Middays with Mark. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger.
My name is J.D. Vance. From the great state of Ohio.
The vice presidential nominee headlined this third night of the convention and took care of some business.
I officially accept your nomination to be vice president of the United States of America.
The Ohio senator told his rags to riches story, which he says began on the fringes of Appalachia. From prison to the convention floor.
I went to prison so you won't have to. I am your wake-up call.
Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, who today ended a four-month contempt of Congress sentence because he refused to testify or hand over documents to the House January 6th committee. Tomorrow night, the last night of the convention, we'll hear from former President Trump. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Add one more to the list, we've had yet another tornado touchdown in the Badger State. The National Weather Service confirmed an EF1 twister touchdown in Keeler on Monday. It ripped the roof off of a classic supper club there. The family who owns it has now started a GoFundMe. We've had such an unusual tornado season here this year. 21 twisters so far in 2024. All of last year, we only had 21 of them. And with new legislative maps here in Wisconsin, and there's a lot at stake in November. Republican strategist Keith Gilka says the down ballot races will be key.
People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Thursday is the final full day of the convention. Former President Donald Trump will give the keynote address in the evening. That's when he'll formally accept the Republican Party's nomination for president. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson for Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a Box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with the Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with light northwest winds. We'll be in the lower 50s to start your Thursday. Sunny skies Thursday afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Friday will be in the lower 80s. We'll see middle 80s by Saturday. Currently 59 degrees.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal genuinely of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocate Thursday. Very special RNC coverage. Former Governor Scott McCallum at 4:20. Our friend and labor Rick Smith at 4:30. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
We're going to be the nominee and that we're going to lose the White House. And in my opinion, that is unacceptable and demoralizing. And especially when the Republicans have two mega candidates now. Extremely mega, they're extremists, and Democrats, this is a very winnable election. I truly believe we can wipe them out. All we have to do is, you know, why can't we replace Biden with like a Gretchen Whitmore or Andy Beshear, someone that has proven to be Republicans and Democrats and that are younger and where, you know, not just Democrats, but also independents can say, hey, you know what, we can see these people completing another 4 years. Because the problem with Biden is that he's done a good job, but we don't believe that he can see another 4 years. Is there any way you can convince Biden to step down? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Dalen, and your constituents. I appreciate you calling in and listening to Tom's program. So trust me, I'm having this conversation multiple times a day, period, right? Including my colleagues, as well as people I run into on the street, people like yourself, people reaching out to me. Yeah, I understand the concern. I completely do. And I think it's a fair conversation to have post-debate. So the thing is, we can't just continue to have the conversation forever, but we do have a few weeks still, 4 to 5, I think, until the convention. That's why I think the DNC action, you know, kind of was very not wise to try to say they're going to move a virtual roll call sooner. They kind of use the Ohio example, but it doesn't quite work either, Tom, and that's part of the problem some of us had in Congress with them doing that. Look, you know, at the end of the day, what matters to people are the issues, I think, that each party stands for. In Project 2025 is the roadmap for Republicans, and we need to talk about all those particulars, and we have a task force that I'm serving on in Congress to do that, to expose that more. And then, you know, talk about what the Democrats would do with another minute, you know, another 4 years. But Dalen, I think we're all going to have this conversation for a little while longer. The president right now is saying he intends to run. I know there's a lot of opinions on this. I've tried to be respectful of the president, but I think, you know, this is something that I would say is not finalized yet, in my opinion. I think it's still an open conversation, and input like yours is really valuable. So thank you.
Martha in Eugene, Oregon. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Thank you both for what you do. I was wondering if the, God forbid, if Trump wins again, are the Democrats starting to kind of prepare somebody new to run in the next presidential race? I'm thinking of people like you, Mark Pocan, who I absolutely love, people like Jamie Raskin. There are just a lot of really great Democrats out there. And I hope that after the convention, whoever is chosen, we all get behind our candidate. I think we need to take a page book from the Republicans and all get behind our candidate and show solidarity and a united front, and that Biden needs to be talking about what he has done, what he will do, and just drum into people that this is what we've done. So that's my question, and thank you both so very much. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Martha. And, you know, first of all, it's the people who decide, right? Now, I know we're at the process where the primaries are done, and this is a unique situation we're in. I think what you just said, and I think everyone who's called who has concern on this, we're going to unify after the convention with the Democratic nominee, because Donald Trump clearly is the opposite of the values that we want to see move forward for this country. But, you know, there's a lot of great folks, I think, who want to run for president someday. And again, it should be decided by the people. There'll be an open process. You know, clearly Joe Biden's not running for another term after this, should he, get reelected. And I think from Gretchen Whitmer to others, I shouldn't start saying names, Tom. I'm getting in trouble. There's governors and representatives and senators, as well as others across the country that are ready to do this. And I think, an open process will be good for the party. But I agree. I think the most important thing is we're all going to unify after that convention, because it is making sure that Donald Trump is not president and Project 2025 has no chance of becoming a reality.
Kino in Lakeland, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, I want to make a quick statement and a question. First statement is, the Democrats should put up Kamala Harris with Admiral James Stavridis as her vice president to back her up and make her seem powerful. The other thing is, there's a saying, the home runs in yesterday's baseball game will not win today's game. What Joe Biden has done is wonderful, but we are terrified out here that he's going to have another senior moment before the election. Cannot the Democrats ask him to take a cognitive test and talk with the neurologist about his condition so as to try to guarantee that he's not going to have another senior moment? Democracy can be doomed. Donald Trump is an antichrist type figure, not the antichrist, but an anti. He's going to bring great wickedness. So cannot the Democrats ask Joe to take a cognitive test like Whitmer's, Governor Whitmer said it wouldn't hurt, but can't you insist that he do that so that there's a guarantee that he won't have another senior moment?
Kino, we got it. Thank you.
Yeah, Kino, I'll tell you.
Former Republican, by the way, Congressman.
Yeah, that's great, Kino. Thanks for coming to the light. Kino, I'll tell you, I don't even know if it's about a cognitive test. I think, people have to decide what's in the best interest for the country and for the values that we hold, especially as progressives. You know, we're progressives because we believe in a certain set of values and we believe that that's what's best for this country. And I think, anyone should have to decide that when you're running for office. I mean, if I feel at some point that I'm calling it in and not doing the job, then it's time for me to go. And I've got to make sure I'm listening to that, not just, I just hit the median age in Congress, and I'm going to be 60 in August. This Congress, it went down a couple years with a new class. And, I see, quite honestly, a lot of people who probably should make the decision sooner. And I think it's everyone's unique decision where they're at. But what's best for the country is the decision that has to be made by all individuals who run for office. And I would hope that that's what everyone's looking at when they decide to run or continue running.
Ed in San Antonio, Texas, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. I would like to, I've been listening to y'all for a long time, and you've talked about messaging and how you can't get your point out. I think you have a really great point to say. Donald Trump, just say Trump's Project 2025.
Yes.
Every time you say Project 2025, say Trump. Wield him, marry him, make him part of it. If you're going to talk about 2025, talk about Trump's 2025.
Got it, Ed. Thank you.
Ed, that's a great point, and I completely agree with you. The fact that he's trying to run away from it and act like he doesn't know it when, his insider folks wrote it with Heritage Foundation, is obviously it doesn't pass any BS test, I know. But what we found is, Project 2025 just sounds like nothing, right? We have to get into the particulars that are in it. And part of what we're doing, we have a task force right now of House members working on this, and we're working now with Democratic leadership as well to make sure that we can define those top few issues. Because people, it's 900 pages. There's a lot of bad. It's an amazing power grab that would really change this country forever if it were to actually all be able to take place. And we have to find some of those biggest issues and figure out how to talk about them to the people. We're doing that right now, so I think it's just a matter of when, and it's not going to be that much longer we'll be able to start putting this out. But you're right, Ed. It's Trump's Project 2025 is what I always do in writing. I need to do it verbally as well.
Louise in Savannah, Georgia, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, I wanted to know
what's wrong with the Republicans that they nominate a felony? And will this open the doors for all the felonies that's in prison? Also, what's going on with Atlanta? That judge up there, he was sitting there the whole time playing videos, and he could have interjected and stopped that line of questioning because nobody really cares who Fannie slept with or is concerned about Mr. Wade's divorce. Thank you.
Yeah, Louise, I hear you. I'm not sure the question exactly there was, Tom. I think it was
mostly the comment, sadly, I think the situation in Georgia is on indefinite hold, as far as I can tell.
So. Right. Unfortunately, most of Trump's timing was.
Yeah. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. 45 minutes past the hour right this second. We'll be right back with you with more of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov and Rep. Mark Pocan over on Twitter. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Do you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid, which is why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Sun on my face. Mountains rise up high.
Welcome back. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Pat in LaPorte, Indiana, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. I have two quick questions for you, and I'll take my answer off the air. First of all,
respecting people who are behind you in line, Pat, just ask one question.
Okay, sure. All right, I'm going to go with what I think is most important. The Supreme Court seems to have, obviously, you know, bent over backwards to give Trump as much power as they possibly could. But I'm really kind of disappointed that, you know, we're dealing with the devil. And when you're dealing with the devil, you've got to have sharp claws. And I just don't understand, if Trump has all this potential power, if he becomes president, doesn't President Biden have potential power that he could use? You know, there's just... It seems like we need to become stronger and much more vocal, and I just don't see that happening. So we need help from all the surrogates. So my question is, why aren't we using this power that the Supreme Court has blessed the future presidency of Trump with?
Well, I mean, the problem is the power that they've blessed him with is that you can commit crimes, and I don't know if Democrats in general are looking to commit crimes. And that's the problem, right? I mean, it was a terrible decision coming out of the Supreme Court, clearly by people who were appointed by Donald Trump. And we do have to fix it, and I think there are some paths to fix it. But it just shows, again, why the consequences in November are so great, that whether you disagree with the president strongly on one issue or on several issues, at the end of the day, if you care about your country and in the vast majority of the issues you agree with Democrats on, we have to still be active, because it does matter, and Supreme Court's one of those that matters the most.
Alex in San Pedro, California. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Pocan, thank you, Mr. Hartman, for this forum. I call today for all Californians and for all citizens nationwide. My question for you is in regards to Social Security disability benefits. 2 years ago, I applied for this because I, 20 years of construction work, I have carpal tunnel syndrome, osteoarthritis I've had, but through the VA healthcare center, I'm carpal tunnel syndrome surgery. I wallow in pain. So when we apply for these things, when we apply for these things, they make us wait 2 years. They have us to seek legal counsel to represent us to do this. And then as we proceed with our doctors telling us we are disabled, as we proceed through this, they deny us and they force us to go through an appeal, which I already have. And then from that, the last thing I've done so far is gone through a hearing, and I'm waiting now for the results of that. And if it says no, I'm going to be financially destroyed. These things destroy people's abilities to pay for their mortgages.
Your question, Alex, I'm assuming is, does Congressman want to do something about this, or will Congress do something about this?
Not only that, but can we put a big light on this issue, because this is nationwide.
Got it. Alex, I'm running out of time here. Thank you. Congressman?
Yeah, I hear you. Alex, here's what I would recommend. I mean, because there's 335 million people, a lot of people applying for what you are, and they do have to have a vetting process. Is, you know, sometimes it can be incredibly cumbersome. Reach out to your member of Congress or one of your U.S. senators, and I'll tell you, you know, we do have the ability to help intercede in some of these and try to speed things up. And I understand the frustration you're feeling. I hear it, you know, from a lot of folks who reach out to us as well. But there has to be some sort of clearing process. So let your member of Congress or Senate help out to help shorten that length of time.
Wanda in Jonesboro, Georgia, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Wanda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. What I have is more of a comment, and my comment is in regards to my lack of concern over the Democratic leadership and this notion that President Biden cannot be reelected, and they're still debating whether he should run. To me, that's a dangerous, dangerous situation, because you have an impact on how people think. And for me, that's more dangerous than Joe Biden's age. And so you need to, instead of debating on whether or not he's fit, encourage him to continue to run and do what he's doing. He has pretty much proven that he's fit to run. But if he loses, it won't be because he lost. It's going to be because of Democratic leadership and those individuals who say.
No, I got it. Wanda, I'm sorry. I've got 30 seconds for the congressman to respond. And thank you very much. Congressman?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Wanda, at some point, though, I do think we have to look at polls. And places like Wisconsin's a swing state. If you don't win it, you're probably not going to be president. If, you know, there's an AARP poll and Trump was up 5 points and Biden had been up 2 points prior, those things matter. And we do have to take everything into consideration, as does Joe Biden as he's looking at things. So, you know, I don't like to see the fights in the public either, but I do think they're warranted not to go on forever. But I believe concern and having a conversation about this, at least right now, is a valid thing to have.
Thoughts on the coming week?
Boy, the rest of the Republican convention, we'll see J.D. Vance as the, you know, mini-me of Donald Trump. I think maybe is that tonight, his speech. And let's just make sure we're ready to hit the ground running after this convention's over.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you, as always.
Always a pleasure having you with us. Congressman Mark Pocan. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Medicare Advantage making billions and the GOP's secret agenda for America. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Earl Ingram.
Thursday morning, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar for one of my favorite segments of the week. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live this week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.